This is Passport to Texas. Paddlefish, once abundant in the Big Cypress Bayou and Caddo Lake, started disappearing following construction of a dam at Lake of the Pines in the late 1950s.
So basically took away the flows that the paddlefish need and took away their spawning substrate. Eventually, paddlefish just went away.
Inland Fisheries' Tim Bister says in spring of 2014, a broad coalition of nonprofits, landowners, and government agencies reintroduced paddlefish into the system. But they first made improvements to benefit the rare species, including development of natural water releases upstream from Lake of the Pines and gravel bar spawning areas.
We stocked 47 paddlefish, a year and a half old, between 2 and 3 feet long, and each were implanted with a radio transmitter with a specific radio frequency that could be identified by a radio receiver.
Researchers tracked the paddlefish to see whether they would swim downstream over the spillway at Caddo Lake and into Louisiana.
And they wouldn't be able to swim back upstream because of that barrier. So we wanted to make sure by tracking these paddlefish to see if they're going to stay in the system. And after a year, I'm happy to say that no fish were seen going over the spillway.
The radio transmitter batteries are fading, but the data collected so far is promising. Until the paddlefish reach reproductive maturity, we won't know if we'll see a self-sustaining population in Big Cypress Bayou and Caddo Lake. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.